In old Britain, food was all about simplicity, substance, and getting you through a hard day's work. In the working-class homes of Britain, the kitchen wasn't just a place to eat, it was a lifeline. Meals were built from what you had, stretched across days, and flavored by necessity rather than choice. In this video, we're taking a nostalgic journey back through 10 old British working-class meals, simple, filling, and full of history. Stay until the end, you might just rediscover a dish your nan used to make, or one you'd completely forgotten about. Number 1. Bubble and Squeak. This brilliantly named dish is as British as it gets. Born from the need to use up leftovers, Bubble and Squeak is traditionally made from the remains of a Sunday roast, especially potatoes and cabbage. The ingredients are mashed together and fried until crispy on the outside. The name comes from the sound it makes in the pan, bubbling and squeaking as it cooks. But Bubble and Squeak is more than just a recycling trick. In working-class households, it often served as a full meal on Mondays, stretching the budget while making sure nothing went to waste. Some families added bits of meat if any were left over, while others kept it strictly vegetarian. What made it special wasn't the ingredients, but the ritual of reusing, reheating, and making something comforting from very little. Today, it's often overlooked, but back then, it was a weekday staple. Number 2. Liver and Onions. A true classic of the British kitchen, liver and onions was both affordable and packed with nutrients. Liver, especially from lamb or beef, was inexpensive and available at every butcher's shop. Fried gently with sliced onions and sometimes served with mash or gravy, it was a dish that filled the belly and didn't break the bank. It was very popular because of its practicality. Liver is rich in iron and vitamins, which made it ideal for families with growing children or hard-working adults. It was also quick to prepare, which suited busy households where time and money were both in short supply. Though its taste might be divisive today, it was once a regular presence at the dinner table. It was the sort of dish many kids grew up with, whether they liked it or not. To many, the smell of onions sizzling with liver is a direct ticket back to their childhood kitchen. Number 3. Lancashire Hot Pot. Few dishes are as closely tied to the working-class roots of Northern England as Lancashire Hot Pot. Built from humble ingredients, lamb or mutton, onions and sliced potatoes, it was a no-frills meal with a big personality. Originating in the county's industrial towns, it became a household staple during times when money was tight and stomachs needed filling. The beauty of a hot pot was in how it layered flavour. The meat, often from cheaper cuts, became wonderfully tender beneath the weight of onions and thinly sliced potatoes. As it baked, the juices from the meat soaked into the potatoes below, turning them soft and rich, while the top layer browned into a crisp, savory crust. Every bite offered something different, meaty, starchy, slightly sweet from the onions. Families often made do with what they had on hand. Some added carrots, others kidney, or even leftover vegetables from the week. There was no strict recipe, just a general sense of how to turn a few basics into something warm and deeply satisfying. It was a social dish too, something that brought families together around one big pot, warming both hands and hearts. Number 4. Bread and Dripping. It doesn't get much simpler than bread and dripping. For generations of British working-class families, this was more than just a snack. It was a resourceful way to make the most of every last bit of food. After roasting beef, the leftover fat, known as dripping, was collected, cooled, and spread thick onto slices of crusty bread. Some people sprinkled salt and pepper on top, others enjoyed it as it was. It was eaten for breakfast, lunch, or whenever hunger struck between meals. Bread and dripping was especially popular in the North and Midlands, where Sunday roasts were common and nothing ever went to waste. In a time before ready meals and supermarkets on every corner, using dripping was a practical way to stretch food further. It kept families going through tough times and became a kind of comfort food that stuck with people for life. Though it's fallen out of fashion today, sometimes viewed as too fatty or old-fashioned, those who grew up with it often speak about it with warmth. For them, it's not just about the taste, but the memories. Number 5. Boiled potatoes with vinegar and butter. In an age before endless sauces and ready meals, boiled potatoes were a kitchen mainstay. Cheap, versatile, and filling, they often appeared on dinner plates across the UK. One variation that stood out in working-class homes was serving them simply with vinegar and butter. The potatoes were boiled until soft, then drained and tossed in a generous knob of butter and a splash of malt vinegar. The result was a warm, tangy and rich side, or even a main dish. It might sound plain, but for many this was the taste of home. For families with little time and even less money, this simple combination was a lifesaver. Vinegar gave the potatoes a lift, and butter added that necessary indulgence. It was quick, satisfying, and made from ingredients every home had in the cupboard. Even today, a single bite can bring back memories of modest dinners that filled the belly and brought comfort at the end of a long day. Number 6. Beans on toast. Perhaps one of the most iconic British meals ever, beans on toast was, and still is, an essential comfort food. But for the working class, it was more than just a quick bite. It was cheap, fast, and nutritious. A can of baked beans, warmed up and poured over toast, created a meal that could feed a whole family in minutes. For families watching every penny, it was a reliable solution that didn't require much planning or effort. Beans on toast was especially important in homes where both parents worked long hours or money was tight. It didn't take long to prepare. There was no chopping, no fancy cooking. Just a tin, a pan, and a couple slices of bread. It required no special skills, and even kids could make it. It was warm, filling, and familiar. Exactly what you wanted after a long day. Though still eaten today, it rarely holds the same meaning as it did during tougher times. Number 7. Corned beef hash. Corned beef hash was another brilliant way to stretch ingredients and feed hungry mouths. Made with tinned corned beef, diced potatoes and onions, it was all fried together into a crispy golden mix. Sometimes a fried egg was added on top, or pickles on the side. It was a humble meal, but one that felt hearty and satisfying after a long day's work. What made corned beef hash so popular was its convenience. Everything could be cooked in one pan, making for an easy clean-up and fast meal. It was a favourite for quick evening dinners when there was little time or energy to spare. Leftovers could be reheated the next day, eaten cold straight from the fridge, or even used as a tasty filling for sandwiches. In many ways, it was the great equaliser. No matter your background or where you lived in the UK, chances are you've come across corned beef hash at some point in your life. And for some, it still beats any fancy takeaway. Number 8. Beef stew with dumplings. A rich beef stew filled with root vegetables slow-cooked for hours and topped with fluffy sweet dumplings. That's the kind of meal that got families through the coldest winters. Tough cuts of meat, like shin or chuck, were used because they were cheaper. But after hours of simmering with carrots, onions and turnips, they turned tender and flavourful. The dumplings, made from flour and suet, puffed up on top of the stew, soaking in the juices. It was hot, hearty and nourishing. A pot could feed a family for days, and leftovers were often better the next day. In a time before central heating, a bowl of beef stew was sometimes the warmest part of the day. Number 9. Toad in the hole. This oddly named dish is a British treasure. Sausages baked in a Yorkshire pudding batter. It's a dish that's simple, hearty, and unmistakably nostalgic. The sausages sizzle in the oven as the batter rises around them, forming golden, crispy edges and a soft centre. The smell of it cooking would often fill the whole house, signalling that a warm, satisfying meal was ready to be enjoyed. Toad in the hole was a favourite in working class homes because it made a few sausages go a long way. The batter was cheap to make, and the whole meal could be prepared in one dish. It was a satisfying, affordable meal that felt like a treat. For many kids, it was their first real taste of proper food. While the origins of the name are unclear, the love for the dish has always been strong. Over time, it became more than just a meal. It became a symbol of home cooking and family dinners, where simple ingredients turned into something special. Its charm lies in how it transforms everyday sausages into a crispy, fluffy feast that could feed a crowd without costing a fortune. Number 10. Faggots and gravy. This traditional British dish might not be as well known today, but it was once a staple on working class tables. Faggots are small, flavourful meatballs made from minced pork offcuts and herbs. Faggots were popular because they used cuts of meat that might otherwise have gone to waste, turning humble ingredients into something hearty and satisfying. The gravy added moisture and depth, making each bite comforting and warm. Many families paired this dish with mashed potatoes and peas. Though the name might raise eyebrows today, the dish itself was deeply embedded in British food culture. Homemade or bought from the butcher, they were hearty, warming, and full of character. So, which of these meals do you remember? Let me know in the comments below if you've tried any of these classic British dishes or have your own nostalgic favourites. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more nostalgic trips into Britain's past.